Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Kimberly Harvey?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, Kimberly. This is Valeria, the admissions from Family First. How are you today?
I'm fine. You're on my other line.
The what?
You clicked over and called me on the other line.
No. We are having issues because we are transferring to another phone company.
To another phone line.
To another phone company. Yes, so we are having issues this week because we're transferred to another phone company. But who was the person that transferred the call? Dina already let me know that you was calling. She tried to transfer the call, but was possible, so that's what I'm calling you now.
Oh, okay. I just was... Okay. I thought you said hold on for 1 second, and I said, okay.
Yeah, she told me, like, yes, I transferred the call, but I think that didn't went through. So, okay, I will call Kimberly now.
Okay, thank you. No problem.
Yeah. Okay, Kimberly, how may I help you today?
Hi. Okay, I was calling because my phone has been acting crazy. Yesterday, I didn't have any service, so yesterday I was not able to clock in. And then also, too, since I switched over from Ameribest, and Ameribest was using the same clock-in system that you guys used, I wasn't sure how to get your information onto the same system. They use that same HHA login
HHA
site.
Exchange?
Yeah, they use that too. So I don't know how to log out of theirs and then to put your information in. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay, that means that you already have the app.
Yes, that's what. Yes.
Let me check. So you have your all credentials. Let me see. Harvey, Kimberly. Are you able to log in now?
I'm trying to log in
if
now.
If your phone is working.
It's working right now. I'm trying to do it.
Don't worry.
It's a login. Just want to reset the password. Okay, I'm logging in right now. I had to reset the password.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm logging in now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm logged in. Hello?
I'm here, yep.
Oh, yeah, I'm logged in.
Okay, in the upper right-hand corner, please try to look for the mobile ID number.
Yes, it's 52.
52.
94.
94.
146.
146. Okay, just give me 1 second to activate it here. Okay, it's saved. And now I'll go to patient profile. It's Teddy. Okay. Harvey Kimberly. Perfect. Now you can clock in and out with Teddy Davis. Okay. Let me just refresh. Okay, I have to put my name here.
Okay.
Valeria. Okay, it's done, Kimberly. Now log out and log back in.
Okay.
Please. You will see Passion Care, Family First.
Okay. Yes, Passion Care.
Correct, that's our agent.
Okay.
And then click on today's schedule.
Okie dokie. Okay. Also, too, so with this case, I'm not sure if this would be a problem. So the patient is also my father.
Okay.
And he stays at my house sometimes. Will that be a problem?
No, in that case, she used to do it like every week, like 1 or 2 days.
So it normally depends on how he's feeling, because he like he has like COPD, so sometimes his breathing is rough, and if his breathing is rough, like during, like if you have like a bad day, like when the weather change up and down, it's like hard for him sometimes. So sometimes he just stays at my house, and then so I can watch him a little bit overnight, longer than the hours that I have with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In that case, you can clock in and now. I will add your address, that is 117 Clifton Avenue.
Yes.
19018. I will add that address as a secondary address, not as main address, okay, as a secondary address.
Okay.
So when you are with Teddy, your house, you can clock in and out. The most important here is you always clock in and out, because that's the only proof that we have that
okay.
services are being provided. So
okay.
You can clock in and out, and if necessary, you will submit a timesheet, but that will be requested by me or by coordinator.
Okay.
Okay, when we check the visit in the system, if we see that maybe it's out of range or any GPS issue, we're
okay.
going to request a timesheet, okay? But you can clock in and out from your address, okay?
Okay, no problem. And also, too, I'm sorry, there's so many questions. Sometimes.
Don't worry.
What if he has, like today, he has an appointment, right? And his appointment is at 10:30, which is not a problem for today. I'll still be in a range to clock in. But what if his appointment is earlier than the time? How would that work out?
Are you going to pick him up to pick him at his house?
That's why sometimes, currently right now, he's currently at my house right now. Yesterday was my grandfather's birthday. We went to the burial site, and then we had dinner and stuff like that, and everybody came up back to my house and things of that nature. So yesterday he stayed at my house. But right now I'm about to go back to my house. I just picked up breakfast for him, I'm going back to my house. He's going to eat the breakfast, and then I'm going to wait until 10:30 to clock in, and then we're going to, he has a doctor's appointment.
Okay, so here will be from at your house before go to the doctor appointment.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, just clock in, and as I said, I will add the address, a secondary address, but you can notify sometimes, only if you can, by text message, like, hey, I will be at the doctor's appointment today, I will be clocking in out early or late.
Okay.
Let me know if timesheet is necessary, okay?
Okay, yep, not a problem. So just make you aware of everything that's going on.
Correct, yes.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And then, like I said, the timesheet, I should fill it out from yesterday?
Yesterday was Wednesday 14. Yes. You have the timesheet link already?
Yes. I believe yes. You sent it to me, or somebody else sent it to me in the email.
Okay. Let me know if you have it and submit the timesheet. You can always use that link because it never expires.
Okay. No problem. But I will make you aware. I will ask first before using it and then go from there.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Kimberly. Anything else I can help?
Nope. I believe everything is good. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thank you to you for your time. You have a good one.
You too. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. One last thing. It was a problem with the Verizon network. That was the problem with the phone.
Oh, you see it in the news?
Yeah, so I didn't see it in the news. So my phone just turned back on this morning, and then it went off again, and then it turned back on. So all of my emails and stuff is popping up now, and I got an email stating that the whole East Coast side, they were having some problems with it because I couldn't understand because everybody, like my mom's phone was off, like my sister's, everybody, because we are all on Verizon, and nobody could have any access.
Correct. We don't have access to the emails. We have to just work with the notifications in NHHA.
Yes. So that was the problem with my phone. I have Verizon, and it goes out sometimes, and then it comes back on. I don't understand it.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that was the problem with the phone. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Kimberly, thank you so much for letting me know.
No problem. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.